Hello, everyone. This is Mrs. Megan Lucas. I teach all of the STEAM classes at Center Township Elementary. I'm also joined today by former Butler Golden Tornado football color commentator and my husband, Dr. Craig Lucas.
Hello, everyone. Good to talk to you today.
Before we get things started, let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So we feel like we can relate to so many of you out there today. I'm a teacher in the district, a coach, and we're both parents of three Butler Area School District students, as well as two Butler alum that are now in college. That's right, five. Needless to say, there is a lot of Wi-Fi being burned up in our house these days. We get it. We understand how you all may be feeling, and we're going to do our very best to help each other as we navigate some uncharted waters in the upcoming weeks. Please know, everyone, that not a second goes by that our teachers aren't thinking about you students. We know this is such a weird, unexplainable time, and we want you to know we're so excited to begin making connections with you. We miss you, and we hope you're all well. And we, teachers, students, parents, administrators, we're all learning new things. And we're going to have some struggles, but we're all going to make it through this together, and we can do this. I'm so excited to be able to have the chance to talk to everyone about our STEAM program and to give some really awesome and cool activities and ideas to try while we're at home.
Well, Mrs. Lucas, could you please tell us and explain to some of the listeners out there that really don't know what STEAM is? They may hear about it, they may hear their kids talking about it, but they really don't understand it. So if you could, for everybody out there, could you kind of break it down, what STEAM is?
I would be happy to. STEAM is an acronym for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. The coolest thing about STEAM is that it can be found everywhere. Outside, inside, in the kitchen, in the classroom, a factory, a business. It's everywhere and in every single career field. And that's what I try to emphasize to my students. No matter what field you get into, you're going to find something from STEAM that's a part of it. Hey, Craig, I have a joke for you.
Let's hear it.
What's the best way to learn about spiders?
I don't know, Mrs. Lucas. What is the best way?
On a website.
Oh, okay. We got that. All right. So, if you could, before we get started with ideas and so forth, do you have any study tips that you can offer to the students or parents out there that might be getting ready for remote learning? Because this is something that is going to be new for everyone. So a little bit of the tips out there can always be helpful.
You got that right. It's going to be new for everyone, students, teachers, parents, and we're all going to find our new normal. So the best thing we can do is first stick to a schedule. Set up a time that you need to get up. Plan the day. Maybe write a list out in the morning of the things you want to get accomplished. Be sure to exercise at some point. Get up. Get some fresh air. Maybe go out on the porch to do some of your lessons. Take your time and do your schoolwork in chunks. It doesn't have to be done all at one time. You now have the luxury of being able to take some breaks if you need to. That doesn't mean to go to the kitchen and eat everything out of the cupboard. The second tip I have for you is to over-communicate and connect with your teachers, with your classmates, with your teammates, with your family. This can be done so many different ways nowadays. If you have the resources to try to do this online, try it or learn how to do a new thing. Group FaceTime, Google Meet, or even just texting will work. And if you don't have any of those resources, that's okay. Write a letter, address an envelope, put a stamp on it, put it in the mailbox. There's many different ways to communicate. That's going to be so important in these upcoming weeks that we're able to start to make those connections with our friends and family.
Very good points there. Thank you. But okay, so let's talk about some fun signs here, because it seems like everything right now is starting to shut down, and sometimes people get a little upset about things, but, you know, science, it hasn't really done the same. Science continues on. Can you tell us about some of the good things that are happening?
There's actually some really cool stuff happening in our world right now. Did you know that the canals and waterways in Venice, Italy, that were once polluted and cloudy, are now crystal clear? You can see to the bottom, which is unbelievable. It's never happened before. And the dolphins that used to be and migrate around those areas are starting to come back to that area. That's a great thing. Most people know what a space geek I am, especially my students. And one thing that NASA has released, they've released some satellite images of the Earth. And it's actually showing that there's less pollution in our world right now. Yes, it's because we're not driving to work and our factories and businesses all over the globe have shut down. But our Earth is getting healthier because of it. That's the good we need to find in situations like this.
Yeah, and I would agree with that because it really seems like somebody out there has kind of hit a big reset button for us all, you know, whether it be with the Earth, the environment. It's really, you know, a neat thing for everyone to kind of see and kind of wake up to that as well. Well, would you be able to help out the parents or the students out there that maybe you're looking for some really neat or unique STEAM activities? And if you don't mind, maybe there's an activity for each letter of STEAM if you have something.
I would be happy to. So let's see. The S in STEAM stands for science. Well, we've pretty much hit the science jackpot at this time. The amount of organizations and businesses and groups allowing free access online at this time is unprecedented. Take advantage of these opportunities to dig deeper into a subject area that interests you. Museums and libraries are offering virtual tours. NASA has opened up its space photo library to the public. Zoo cams are giving virtual tours. And one of my favorite is actually the Hayes Bald Eagle Nest in Pittsburgh. Did you know the second eagle actually hatched today? Find what interests you. Find it and dig in. I was able to go on the Audubon website that was in relation to the Hayes Eagle Nest the other day, and it had a great lesson on building an eagle's nest, just using the twigs and the tree limbs that have fallen into our yards. We went out a couple days ago and did that. It's twofold. You're cleaning up the yard, and you're building this nest. So we were able to do that right before we got the rain and the wind because I wanted to see if it would be able to withstand it, and I'm happy to say it did. Try it. The T for technology. So I hesitate slightly because I'm a little afraid we've been on a technology overload the past week, right? Let's try using technology a different way. Take a look at the apps on your iPad or your phones. Use them to plan something. Use your GPS to plan a trip. Where do you want to go? How many miles away is it? Do you have to fly, drive, boat, walk? How long will it take you to get there? Then use the weather app. Decide what clothes and items you'll need to pack for the trip. Use a store app like Sam's or Giant Eagle and do some virtual shopping for your trip. And yes, make your budget whatever you'd like it to be. What will you do when you get there? Will you visit any special places, parks? Will you go hiking? Will you go shopping? Or will you play in the waves on the beach? See how many different apps you can use for planning this trip and write about it. Make a map. The possibilities for this are endless. The E in STEAM is for engineering. And when we think of engineering in my classroom, we're thinking of building something. I have a feeling we have a lot of toilet paper roll holders in the foreseeable future. Just saying. Just a guess. Collect those. Build something. Or maybe you have Legos, Kinects, or just random items around the house. Cereal boxes, books, empty water bottles, anything you can find. Build something. And after you've built it, draw a diagram of what you built. We draw ABCD drawings in STEAM class. Accurate, big, colorful, and detailed. Once you have your diagram done, take your masterpiece that you build apart and leave all of the items out in front of you. Now hand your diagram to someone. Can they build it using just your diagram? You can do this with lots of different items around the house. Try it. It's a fun challenge. The A in STEAM is for arts, but it's for all of the arts. This is for art, music, writing, anything that really gets your creative juices flowing. Chalk draw or diagrams on the sidewalk. You can draw on the driveway or even on a wooden deck. Don't worry, the rain will wash it away. Maybe you want the challenge of building a musical instrument. Experiment with different materials and what sounds you can make by using them. My favorite creative activity would be journaling. Write about this whole experience we are a part of now. Challenge yourself to make at least one entry a day. Be sure to date it. Let the words just spill out onto the pages. Maybe you can describe some of the ways you and your family have spent this extra time. I know we've played a lot of ping pong and board games in the last couple of days. Or maybe you want to describe the way you're feeling. Maybe you're mad. Maybe you're upset. Maybe you're annoyed. Maybe you're happy you get to spend all this time with your pets and your family. Good or bad, we have all these feelings. There's a wide range happening right now for all of us. Write those things down. What a great thing you'll have in the future to share with your family about this whole experience. If you want, you can make it drawings, a drawing journal, or pictures or cartoons. Make it yours. The M part of STEAM stands for math, and math is everywhere. For this one, though, I have to kind of go to my sports side because I know many of us are missing all of the sports, especially March Madness and Butler basketball right now. So why not print up the brackets and play a virtual March Madness? You can play by yourself or with a partner. Get a set of dice and roll for each team. Depending on the age, you can make it one die, one roll, or roll both of them, best out of three. Roll them for a team, add up the total for each roll, and that's your score. Do that for the opponent, and the winner moves on. Work your way through and see who would have won March Madness virtually. Another fun activity, parents, that I saw online, you'll love this. Put a price on all the food in your house. Then have your kids do chores for a certain amount each day. Just use play money. They can then spend their earned money on snacks. Be sure that the junk food costs a lot more than the healthy snacks. So these are some activities. There are a lot more that are popping up online by the minute. I'm going to do my best to be able to share those things with you once we get rolling. And I just want to remind everybody, too, make sure if you have any questions or concerns, if you're able to contact your teacher, do that. But check out our Butler Area School District website daily. It has all of the up-to-the-minute information and news that you're going to need to continue in these upcoming days and weeks ahead.
Well, Mrs. Lucas, I think that's a really good idea because whenever we're all trying to get through this together, we all just need direction. And I think you gave us some really good pointers here, but as you've mentioned, getting onto the website for the school district is very important because that's the easiest way to find out what's going on, what we need to do, how we need to focus, and, you know, in getting through this, how long it's going to be.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
And like I said before, students, we miss you so much. We can't wait to start to reconnect with everybody. We know that you're doing some awesome things. Journal about it. Draw me some pictures. Take some pictures. And everybody stay safe and take care.